I think we have to remember too that this we're talking about a very, very different time and place. This is 1974.
Right.
You've got a long-haired, tall, muscular, but long hair, and Jim was not known for his taste in clothing. So he probably had the old flannel shirt on and some cowboy boots and whatever. He's got a guitar in the back of the Volkswagen. They weren't sending out the band to greet him in.
I'll go along with that. But he wakes up, or we presume
But
he didn't disappear in the hotel room.
No.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Yeah, so what happens? Yeah. What happens?
Well, he went into the hotel or the motel. The story is that he went across the street or wherever, got a bottle of vodka or scotch or whatever, which I can't believe. I never remember Jim drinking vodka. But anyway, at some point in time, we do know this, that the car was... We know that he drove 26 miles on what I am told. I've not been on the road, but what I am told is this is not a road. This is just a dirt path going into an absolute wilderness. At one point in time, he either knocked on the door of a family, I believe it was the Janettas, that had a ranch out there, or they came to Jim's car. There seems to be some confliction there. A local family.
How did he know this family? He didn't know them at all.
His car had evidently broken down. In fact, the next morning when they did find it, the car would not start. I think Jim basically just drove, you know, we're talking about a Volkswagen that probably had 100,000 miles on it. And in the first day out of L.A., drives it for 15 hours. Well, I think it just shut down on him.
Okay. So and Volkswagens of that era too, they weren't water cooled, they were air cooled,
exactly.
And so all sorts of complications. So he breaks down, he knocks on the door of a local family or a local family who has a ranch there, they approach him, but this is where perhaps the mafia gets involved.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, there is, as far as that was a rumor that somebody, I believe, mentioned to someone years ago. I know that the community had their quote unquote suspicions or hearsay, and again, we're talking of an Italian family.
Right.
Evidently, Mrs. Janetta did not speak English, so I'm willing to, you know, pass that as something. It would be like I was raised in Texas, you know, and if you had an Italian name in those days, you know, oh well, you've got a link to something. I don't think it's founded, and quite frankly, I wouldn't, you know, that doesn't. The only thing that I do know is that these were, as far as I can tell, these were the last people that saw Jim. They evidently, and again now, I'm not positive of this, we do know that they left, either went back to their to the ranch house or whatever. The next morning, Jim's car, the Volkswagen, was found on this road by the sheriff's or the, I think it was the sheriff's department. Whether or not the people on the farm phoned the police, I don't know. And again, this is where
we don't
get sketchy. It gets real sketchy.
But somewhere along the line, the story gets told that perhaps the Fobb family is mob connected, because it's on the Light in the Attic website. They talk about, could there have been something that he could have seen in the desert that he wasn't supposed to have seen? Could he have stumbled upon something that put him in harm's way? Did he attempt Two, did he hitchhike? Was he picked up by somebody after the car broke down? And was he taken away for nefarious purposes then? We don't know that.
No.
What we do know is the car is found and Jim Sullivan is never found. He's never heard from again. There's no body that's ever found.
No.
And in a way, he just kind of disappears into a vanishing point in the horizon.